tweet after the incident the other day. So
yeah.
It was very heartfelt for the situation that was going on. You share your thoughts with us now?
Honestly, like, I knew him a lot. I saw him a couple times in the summer. After the first game, I said hi to him on the ice. I said hi to him. So I was honestly really emotional after the game. I felt sick, and he's such a great person, and it's a tough situation, and I'm especially really praying for him and everyone in the locker room. I've tried to get as many updates as I can, since I know a couple guys on the other team, but everything's kind of status quo, so it was just a tough time.
Just like you said, just a sickening feeling when you see something like
that. Honestly, I've never felt that sick, like, on the bench, like, when they were taking him off and, compressing his chest, I felt like throwing up, it just goes to show you, like, how precious life is, and, like, you can't take anything for granted, and, clearly he was a healthy player, and, treat his body right, and to see something like that happen, I mean, especially at the start of the game, I thought maybe he was just, like, fooling around, like, he fell down and was lying down, and then I thought maybe, okay, yeah, maybe he was having a seizure, and, they could quickly get things under control, but when I saw them wheel him out, I personally lost it, like, I had to get undressed quickly, and I had to leave.
Something like that happens. Is there something within the organization and the team that everyone's sort of encouraging each other to share your thoughts, be open about it, as opposed to bottling up inside? Because it seems like, I mean, you're clearly shaken, and it seems like not the sort of thing that you maybe want to just keep internally.
That can't be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we all talked about it. And I know personally when it happened, I called my girlfriend, I called my mom, I called my dad, just because I wanted to talk to them, you know what I mean? And then we were just kind of talking with our teammates and just talking about how good of a guy he was and how precious life is, and some of the things that we think are big deals really are not in the scheme of things. So, each day is a blessing, and that's the way you got to treat life.
We hear a lot that Craig is one of the good guys of hockey. What makes him that?
You know what? I've got to know him a little bit over the summer, training down in Phoenix, and he was just a genuinely happy person all the time, and especially on the ice. He always worked hard. He never took a shift off, and he always even had a smile on his face. And you know what? Just It's a tough situation. He's been a great player everywhere he's been, and it kind of proves that it can happen to anyone. And as I said, you got to count your blessings.